out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an edge to get back on track? Edge is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Seaboing. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having worked done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School where the trophy presentation is done, and the fans are down talking to the victorious Sandusky Redskins. As we said, they move on to play Valley Lutheran tomorrow night. We've got another finalist that's going to move on, and that's going to be Saginaw Novell. We're just waiting to find out the score from the Vassar Brown City game, and the last we knew at the end of the third quarter, Brown City had a two-point lead, 28-26. It was the first lead that Brown City had at the end of a quarter. I want to go congratulations out to the boys side here. NCTL North went out to North Huron as they defeated Deckerville to have the full title to themselves. Also to CPS, an undefeated season in the conference. And they had a great showing last night against the Ugly Bearcats there. They went 18-2 on the season, the CPS boys did. And you know what? They're looking pretty good, and I think they might be able to make a long run in the districts, Brent.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I think they're going to do well in their districts, and I think maybe even beyond. That was one of the few teams I was unable to see this year. I was kind of disappointed in that. But when they played out of conference against the Greater Thumb East, being Sandusky and Ugly, even though they lost both those games by double digits, they made a very good showing for themselves and showed that they are competitive. So if you can compete in that league going into the tournaments, I really like their chances to go away.
And in their tournament, which is going to be held at Deckerville, they start Carsonville, Port Salac, due to bye. So they are going to get the winner of the Kingston Kimball New Life Christian Academy game there. So most likely it will be Kingston. So they'll go up against them. And on the other half of the bracket is Peck at Deckerville. And Kimball Landmark Academy, who's 0-4 out of the seven games, or 0-4. They don't play a lot of games down there. Education is the most important thing down there. And one of the schools got it right anyways. Education first, athletics second.
Exactly.
Or even third. But most down here, looking at the Peck-Deckerville game, you've seen both of these. Who do you think is going to come out of that bracket?
Well, you know, I know Peck's got a better record. Deckerville is I had them last night up in North Huron. They have spurts where they look really good, and they have spurts where they just really struggle. So if they can put a complete game together, I think they can give Peck a good matchup. But I gotta go with Peck in that one, I think.
And I think I'm going to go with you there, and I think it's going to be Peck. And, of course, up here it'll be Kingston. But when I look at the rest of the bracket, I think that's as far as Kingston's going to go. I think CPS is going to take care of it. And I think if Deckerville does make it, Deckerville, of course, should, or whoever goes on to face Kimball Landmark Academy, should move on into the championship game. And I think CPS is going to come out of that. You know, we'll stay right here in the Class D districts, Brent. Before we do, though, you got some final totals for us on the girls.
I do. Real quick for USA tonight, in a losing effort, Miranda first had 10 points. Amanda DeSimpler, 7. 5 from Chelsea Bitzer. 3 from Kelly Valentine, a late three-pointer. 2 points each from Gremmel and Ewald, and 1 point apiece from Hoppe and Eisengruber. They each made a free throw. 31 points for USA is the team total. For Sandusky, led by junior forward Emily Hale with 18. Whitney Fox had 12, including 3 triples. Lauren Krause had 11, 3 from Kroenke, 2 from both Kelly Ruggles and Kelsey Stauffer, and 1 from Malzoff to round out their scoring at 48.
And I promise that I did not talk to DeMond ahead of time to find out that his game plan was Emily Hale, but I did say Emily Hale had to be the difference maker tonight, and she did step up and had 18 points. And there's been a lot of times that it's been the Hale, Fox, and Krause show, and a lot of times the supporting cast doesn't get credit for Sandusky, but they all do real well. You know, we saw a lot of his subs come in late in the game tonight. They don't get a lot of time. He's got 6 or 7. I think he was about 70. Stauffer comes in for them off the bench, and, of course, we see Kroenke once in a while. But Ruggles does a lot of work underneath there that she doesn't get credit for. She's the bigger of the two forwards. She does a lot of the bodying up on everybody. She usually draws the tougher defensive players. They're a little bit deeper than we think they are, but they're going to have to be a lot more deeper and a lot more stronger, I think, to pull off the win at Valley Lutheran. I'd like to see them do it, but I just don't see that happening. I see, again, like another Greater Thumb East or West team winning their district, only going on to fail or lose, and I shouldn't say fail, but only to go on to lose in the regional matchup, which has always kind of been a pet peeve. It's like we have these great teams within our conferences and great interconference battles, but once we get out into the bigger schools, we just can't hold our own out there.
Well, it's very tough, and, you know, part of the problems we've discussed lots of times is you just don't play that type of competition in the regular season. So when you get to a tournament game against them, it's tough. They're going to be quicker, they're going to be stronger, they're going to be faster, and it makes it very tough for any team up here to be competitive. Sometimes we've got a nice ball club, but they're going to have everything go perfectly for them to be able to be competitive in that game next week.
And if they should manage to pull off that win, they could face the likes of Saginaw New Val there or either Vassar or Brown City. So I'm sure they would like to have Vassar or Brown City, but that's going to be a tough task for either one of those two teams that step in there to play Saginaw New Val. Saginaw New Val has got numerous districts, although they're not the team they were of the old. Jenny Ryan's playing down at Michigan. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to watch her, the former standout Miss Basketball. But she's been great. If you ever catch the Big Ten channels and watch her play once in a while, they did an interview with her a couple weeks ago, and it was great to see her. And somebody that we're familiar with up here in the Thumb and Play, there's so many opportunities out there in college for high school kids now in any sport that we're seeing it more and more. It used to be a rarity, you know, it started back over in Ubley when the Phelps went. And we've seen the Trivers move on in volleyball. We've seen the Briots move on and several others. That's just names I'm coming up with. Harbor Beach has had several go on. So it's nice to see that, but it would be nice to see a lot more in a lot more sports, too.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, Jenny Ryan, when she was Miss Basketball here in Michigan, I wasn't convinced that year she was the best player in Michigan, to be honest with you. We had some pretty good talent here locally, but she's proven the last 2 years in Michigan. She's really gets a lot of minutes. She's kind of leads that team, and she's fun to watch. So if you don't get a chance or don't pay much attention to college women's basketball, the Big Ten Network does a really good job of covering the Big Ten Conference, and tune around sometime and watch her. And like you said, it's fun. We coached against her and watched her kind of grow up and play in front of us. So it's fun to see her be successful and lead a team at that level.
You know, and like you said, there were some others here. DeMont was one of them. Leiprint was one of them. USA had a couple, you know, Trivers. They all could be in their contention. And that's another thing here that we can talk about real quick is we don't always get the media coverage that the city teams get. You know, they get the Free Press, they get the news, they get the Flint Journal. We do a great job with the papers that we have here in the Tribune and the Sandusky papers, but we just don't get the coverage that they do, and we don't get the newscast. You know, how many times you see Channel 12 or 5 or CBS, they're over there covering these games, and they get this attention. So that's another thing there. So that's not to say that we have some great athletes up here, and I'm really proud of them, and I'm proud to say we're from the Thumb, and it's great to go out and represent the Thumb area. So, but we'll get back to that, and again, we're proud of all the girls out here. We wouldn't be. If we weren't, we wouldn't be sponsoring this tournament. We wouldn't be here tonight. So good luck to the Lady Redskins. And let's go back and take a quick look at, you got an announcement there.
Yeah, real quick, let me get this in. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association, all rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association.
And now we'll get back into looking at the Class B bracket here while we're with it for the boys next week. Coming out at the Owen Gates tournament on Monday night, we have Caseville 2-1 and 2-15, or 2-11 and 2-15, taking on Owen Gates 2-11, 2-18. Brent, who do you think is coming out of that for a coin toss?
It's a coin toss. I think maybe athletically Owen Gates has a little advantage, but they've had some games where they almost seem a little too out of control. So it's a toss-up. I'll take Caseville.
You know, I've seen Caseville play a couple times, and they've played strong once in a while, but like you said, it could go either way. And Owen Gage has got the home court. I'm going with Owen Gage. and then they wait around for Akron Fairgrove, and of course Akron Fairgrove should handle that.